We're doing Dov's Minute, and today I want to focus on the word Amin. Amin, the Gemara tells us, is great merit. A child merits to get the world to come, according to one opinion in the Gemara, from the time he knows how to say Amin to a blessing. The Amin is an extension of a blessing. Just like when I make a blessing, so I'm performing a mitzvah, when someone answers Amin, he's saying, I affirm, I agree with the blessing, he's also performing a mitzvah. When he says Amin, he's having a part of my blessing. Just like if you're all sitting at my Shabbos table, and I'm going to make Kiddush, I have to have in mind that my Kiddush is on your behalf. You're all going to drink wine after I make the blessing of Boru Pri HaGafen. You have to have in mind when you answer Amen that your Amen is on my behalf. When I say Amotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, I make the blessing for everyone and I'm going to give out the bread. You answer Amen, I have to have in mind that your Amen is for me because your Amen is an extension of my blessing. And this is so much so halachically that I'm not allowed to start slicing the bread till you finish the Amin. Amin means I affirm. Amin means I agree. Reish Lakish taught us, whoever answers Amin with all his might, they open the gates of the Garden of Eden for this person. As the verse says, Pitchu Sharim, open the gates, Ve'yavo Goy Tzadik, and the righteous nation will come, Shomer Emunim, who maintained the truths, maintained the faith. Don't read it Shomer Emunim, who maintained the truths, but rather Shomer Amenim, who maintained to say Amin. And this applies even to a child's blessing. We're supposed to answer Amin for everyone's blessing. A child, even a non-Jew. Every person who blesses Hashem, a true blessing, we're supposed to answer Amin.